In the meantime, we're going north. From Nolay to north we go, 1300 01 1170. And the boys from Sports Day are there. Gary Belcher, Scotty Sattler and the great Woogie Matthews. G'day, boys.
How are you guys?
We're going good.
We're just better now.
We just got the news that Novak's going to be coming to the Australian Open. How good's that?
It's amazing his name's Novak.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Mm. No, but we like him. Do you guys like him?
Yeah, I'm not.
He's great.
Not too perturbed. I think you got to try and get the best players in, so do it any way you can.
Oh, hang on. I sense great something from Badge, a bit of sarcasm.
No, I'm his biggest fan.
Oh, okay. You are not.
I am.
You are not.
What? Woogie? You bag him every night.
You bag
him. I'm all over him. Yeah, I love him. I love Burn Atomic. I love Nick Kyrgios.
Oh, so you are joking.
They keep the fans coming in. I think
Ben
he's great.
Simmons.
He's one of the greatest champions we've had. Much prefer him over that dirty old Roger Federer.
You know what? Roger's a grub. Roger is a grub. I've seen some very, very disgraceful acts from Roger.
Yeah, and Rafael Nadal. A pair of them.
Yeah. I've seen them drive.
Yeah.
Novak's my man.
He wouldn't take the bait, would he?
Listen to you guys talking about some of the roads that need to be included if the Sydney was get the F1. So what's the resounding response? The rocks?
No, the rocks. You haven't got the rocks yet. George Street. No, because we've got the light rail there that Gladys buggered up.
Galston Gorge got
it. No, well, the roads have been tested out west. It's all out west.
That's
isn't
what
it?
I say. Well,
those roads have been tested in fast cars for years.
I was thinking coming down Mount William Trump Street at about midnight on a Friday, and then turn left up the cross. That would be quite.
That's a one-way street. You turn it into, isn't it?
No. It's two-way.
Not from William Street.
It's two-way. Once you go into the cross, you've got to be able to get out. That's the danger.
Now, boys, there's a new term out there, helicopter parents, pet helicopter parents. And our man Sats is absolutely on his way for that. Sats, can
you
just explain?
You just hammered me all weekend. No,
well, I'll tell you what, I thought this was an absolute G-up. So I got home on the Friday and my wife was out on a girls' luncheon and she said, I got to go pick Reese up. And I said, okay, no worries. She's at a dog party. I said, what? No, Reese is the eldest daughter. And so I said, what? So she was at a dog party where people had turned up with their dogs, and I thought, this is just a G-up. Just like you, Sats, with the green screen. Yep. Tell us what was going on there, please.
What's the green screen? What are you talking about?
In the photo. There was a photo with you and your dog, and there was a green screen.
No, that's the kindy that my dog goes to. They take photos of the dogs every day, and they put it up on Facebook, and that was one of the photos that you put up on Twitter.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, another good reason not to be on Facebook.
Another good reason not to send a dog to kindy. What do you mean a dog kindy?
Yeah, it goes to play with other dogs throughout the day, two days a week, sometimes three.
Is it just a kennel? And they tell
no,
you,
it's not.
There's other dogs
like
there.
Playgrounds, and they.
As soon as you leave, they just lock him in the corner.
Okay. Can I ask you this, yes. Sats? Is there an area where the dogs want, if they get on heat, and is there an area there where they can do that?
No, they've got to be de-sexed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's called the night
club. Okay, is there an area there for the owners where they get a towel?
They've got to be de-sexed too.
Welcome to the club, Joel. Your family overparents their dog.
I'll tell you what have learned, which is a really good little hack for dogs, if you ever, or pets for that matter, if you have to leave them on their own at home, is to leave the television on or radio on, because apparently
I'll leave the TV on.
For their mental health, it's really good to have someone
else. I left the races on Saturday.
Yeah. What channel? Oh, they love watching the horses. Good idea.
They love having
having a punt, actually. They love having a punt.
Oh, okay, that might be.
And it heals a lot of the anxiety. You know, a lot of pets have got anxiety.
Yes, my dog barks incessantly.
Have the TV blaring or the radio. That's the way to do that.
Gotcha.
There you go. Right.
Good tip. Do you have dog birthday parties?
No.
Pet birthday parties?
Never.
No.
I do.
Now, our next door neighbours asked, because the kids next door come and play with our dog all the time. They said, when's Maggie's birthday? And I said, I got her in January, 3 years ago. So she'll be three in January, yeah. Can we come to the party? And I was like, well, I don't know if we're having one.
No.
That's what do you do?
You invite other dogs around, like friends' dogs, and they have cakes made for them. The people that make cakes for dogs.
Sats,
out of what?
Joel put a sign up on Twitter, someone holding a sign up saying dogs don't know it's their birthdays.
So, Sats, like this Frank dog of yours, and we all know it's Frank because you've done a million posts on Frank.
Yeah.
But have you had pets before? Have you taken more of a shining to this particular
one? No, I've never been a pet person. But my daughter wanted a dog 4 years ago, so we bought our daughter this English Staffy who she loved, and she basically just neglected it after about 3 weeks. So we've taken over.
I actually found a lost dog today, and I was on my way to the vets to basically, because they got the chips. It's pretty clever. They get the chips and then bang, they find the owner straight away. But luckily the owners had turned up. What else is happening up there, boys?
Hey, listen, now we've got a really popular segment each week, which is called...
What?
Yeah, Oprah gets involved every week. And I don't know whether you saw this over the weekend. A Russian who tried to rob a hairdresser at gunpoint was beaten senselessly by the black belt owner, who then used him as a sex slave for 3 days.
Solid.
Victor Jasinki, 32, demanded the day's takings at the salon in a town in Russia, but was floored with a kick and tied up naked by karate expert Olga Zajac. He later told police he was held hostage and fed nothing but Viagra. She said, yes, we had sex a couple of times, but I also bought him a new pair of jeans. Both were arrested.
Oh, no.
I hope he's all right.
Yeah.
How did he get the jeans on?
That's right. That's trespassing to a new level.
Yeah.
I mean, so he's gone in.
Yep.
And...
Held her up at gunpoint.
And then... Just said, righto, I'll give you. Just going.
And then she. And then, he kept holding her up at gunpoint. Apparently,
she's gone busker. Yeah,
roundhouse.
She's gone busker.
Come down
get
to
these
the cellar.
Blue tablets in here.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
How good's Rucker? How good is Rucker? Boys, it's A grade Monday. Yep. Have you got any for us?
I've got one. This is a guy by the name of Trevor, and he put a post up on the weekend. He said to all you atheists, "How can you explain this, if God doesn't exist? My wife just got pregnant and I am sterile." He's an A grade.
Oh, yes. Hey, Sats, my A grade related to somebody you know. Justin Lang, younger brother of Mark.
He'd be shirt off and budgie smugglers or something.
Yeah, please check out his post. So what he's done, and he is in like 11 out of 10 condition. He's super sharp and he's very good at what he does and he's a great fella. But have a look at his post, his last post, and show the boys. He's there with all 10 of his abs absolutely protruding, right there in his budgies. And then his poor mate, who's, let's put it this way, not in the same shape as Justin, right, has got his rank-coloured mustard budgies on, right? He's got his big guts out.
Yeah.
And he's got no idea he's being photographed.
Picked his target well, didn't he?
Yeah, and then he goes, bang. Thoughts? What?
Yeah, A grade. Definite A grade plus.
Yeah.
Which one?
Justin Lang.
Which one's the A grade? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's not an A grade, but that was an A grade act, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got one. I don't sort of know how to comment, but my wife showed me this, and this is today. She read on a post somewhere a room and board for rent in a house somewhere in our area. $250 a week includes utilities, unlimited Wi-Fi, standard speed, coffee, tea, milk, white bread.
What?
What's going on there? Well, that's what it said.
Yeah, white bread's cheaper.
Well, why would they just have white bread?
Oh, that's
because
a
it's the
song.
Cheap. It's the cheap stuff. If you start getting the Helgers, that's the Mickey. It's going to bump it up to 300. So
shouldn't they? Shouldn't it be instant coffee and not just coffee? Like you might get there and say, "I want Lavazza. I want the best. I want the."
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Does that not sound unusual to you?
No, it's in Queensland. Everything's unusual.
I think that person's an A grade. It's not in Queensland.
Boys, did you see the Cox Plate coverage?
It's in New South Wales.
That's right.
Did you see the Cox Plate coverage?
Yes.
I think Darryl Braithwaite's given up. he's got horses, right, which he's going to have forever. He's literally lobbed up in a pair of jeans, right, shirt out, and his shirt, he couldn't get more lint on it if you tried.
He looked like he'd still be going from last Cox Plate.
Yeah. It's shocking. It's and the shirt is over. Yeah, it's one of those sloppy joes that's too short. So he's put it in the dryer, and now it's too short for his shirt. And the lady who's interviewing him, she's got the fascinator on, yeah, and she looks quite stunning. It just doesn't work. But, boys, it's time for this. I'm just wondering, so are you getting excited? Because Up for Grabs is the award for the shittest town in Australia, and it's between two Queensland cities.
No.
Yeah, Mount Isa and Logan in Brisbane. So,
oh, how could you say Mount Isa? Mount Isa is a cracking place.
I don't know. This is why we come to you guys.
You get up against Logan sets?
No, Logan, we drive through it every day. We're used to it. So,
so who's going to get
Logan's all right.
Who's going to get the cash?
Who's going to get it? Oh, why would you do this to us? And this is a lie, too. These two aren't up for
it. Is.
It's not a lie. It's called the Shit Town Showdown.
Is this in the Batuta Advocate?
No, it's not. It's not. It's the Shit Town Showdown between Mount Isa and Logan.
I'd have Mount Isa over Bondi any day.
Bondi's not in it.
Why is Sydney too big to be a town, is it? Like, it can't be.
Guys, look, you're like my wife. I'm criticising. It's constructive criticism. Yeah. I just want to get, you know, I don't want to upset you guys, but if there's a shit town showdown and there's awards up for grabs, I need to know if I'm going to have a lazy dollar on it.
Oh, I think you need to go and do some research.
Yeah,
on the ground.
Who are some of the luminaries? I know that Princey's from Mount Isa.
Jamie Goddard.
Paddy Rafter.
Yeah. Pat Rafter.
Paddy Rafter.
They're great blokes, but the question is, they're great blokes, and there's a lot of good people in Queensland. I love Queenslanders, but it's been narrowed down to the two shittest towns in Australia, Mount Isa and Logan in Brisbane. So just tell me what it is.
We're going to get Frank Daisy on the line. I'm not sure you'll...
Well, famous rugby league players, him and Vern Daisy.
That could be ugly.
I'm going to say... This is hard.
I could have picked a couple of others, actually.
Cam Smith's from Logan.
A lot of good people come from Logan.
There you go.
Yeah. Stop saying this. It's nothing to do with the people. Just give us an answer. Is it the Isa or is it the Logan?
It's the Logan, isn't it? It has to be, boys.
Oh, Woogie's saying it. We're going to have to go with Woogie.
Go with Woogie, yeah.
It has to be Logan. It is a dump.
That's a man from Tasmania. So you, Woogie, if anyone could judge this.
I'm married to Tasmania.
His sister.
Yeah.
Oh, very good, boys. Anything else doing up there, boys?
No, that's about it.
Nah.
We move pretty slow
just
up here.
Getting ready for the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah. Who do you like?
Week off.
I don't know.
Incentivise? That's a favourite, isn't it? That's the only one I know.
Yeah.
Is non-conformist running, Joel?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Very elegant run was nice on the weekend, but I don't think
it was.
I have not narrowed my down, but I do have a formula, boys. 20 of the last 23 winners have fit the code, and I can tell you this exclusively, Incentivise is not part of the code.
So, I agree with you.
So this, enter at your own
just
risk.
Based on numbers?
Based on numbers and statistics.
Mm. Wow. Because there's been some high ones,
and it generally only comes out with three or four horses, maybe five.
Tell them what it's called.
It's called the Sugar Files.
There we go. So he's named it himself. Oh.
A-grade.
Yes, that's true.
And you've won 20 of the last 23.
20 of the last 23, Joel, has fit the code. And you can go check all the criteria.
Yeah, but have you been using this code all that time? And you're
I have, but I don't always back all three. So I have missed before, but it has always been 20 of the 23. And it also goes to show the three that missed out, who narrowly beat a horse that did qualify. But anyway, that's a chat maybe for later in the week, boys. But there you go. Incentivise does not qualify under the criteria.
Mm-hmm. Hey, boys, just wondering about the Gold Coast area. Is Schoolies going to be on?
Queenslanders.
Yeah, it is. Only for Queenslanders.
Only for Queenslanders. Gotcha. Yep.
When is it expected, boys? Have you heard?
And Toolies as well. Fletch, have you...
Only for Queenslanders, though, Badge.
Toolies is on too, yeah.
What's Toolies?
You did Toolies when you were 90, that's right. Yeah, that's
so, gentlemen, what's the mail on when you guys could travel into New South Wales? Is there any sort of clue as to when that may happen?
About mid-December, I'm hearing.
December 17.
Mid to late December.
Yes, that's right.
So they'll get it for Christmas.
That's based on when they're going to get to 80%. I think Queensland's at about 18. So when they get to 80%, they're a bit...
You're taking
it's
your time.
In Queensland.
First place you're going to in New South Wales, that's I'm going to Brunswick. I love it. Brunswick.
Badger's house. That's, outside of Badger's house, his wife's a great cook, Carlene. I'm going to say...
Am I there that this time?
Yeah, you beat me to it. Tell me when she's not home.
I'll be at work.
Dessert's great.
Another Tuesday night at my place.
I'm going to a little place north of Coffs Harbour called Red Rock.
Yeah, nice. Mm.
Gotcha.
You know, we miss New South Wales, boys. You know that. It's not just people not getting in here. I love going down that northern region of New South Wales. That coastline's superb. Mm. We miss it.
Don't miss Bondi.
Stay up there at Logan, you guys.
All right, boys, we've got to run.
Boys, just before you go, when you're on the Brasco doing a number two, do you read a paper or have your phone like a device?
No.
Phone.
Not in there long enough.
Okay. So,
yes.
Yeah, so that's 33%.
Yeah, either.
All right, no worries. See you guys.
See you, boys. Have a great show. The boys, of course.